Sometimes you just gotta let this track bleed, man. So amazing. Alicia Keys, In Common, the Black Coffee remix. And then we kicked it off with KO, My E. The one and only MA Double with One Time. It's Kaya Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. That song, by the way, One Time, yo man, that thing rings bells. Every time you play that song, you get a voice note. Today was no different.
Takes me back, bro.
That's always the intention, to take you back. Music is time markers. It'll take you back to a time where you were usually having a good time, but sometimes it will remind you of a time where you're having a bad time either. And then you can just sit back and marvel and be like, look at God, I got through it. So it's graduation season now. You will have seen a lot of people graduating virtually because COVID is here and it's a thing. But last night I wake up and then I see Haibo, Miss SA is trending. I'm like, what's guaning in the streets now? Hey, I go see Soshudu, who's Miss SA, was studying at WITS. She completed her qualification. And I don't know how it happened, whether it was the dean or the faculty took it upon themselves. But essentially, they held a graduation for her alone. They recorded it. They posted it online. She posted it online and she was proud of it. Oh, you can imagine the streets. They were livid. Ha, 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 ha. People are going on and saying, Funda Soke Landuta, we all study. How is it that you get to graduate yourself? And, you know, to be quite honest, Nami, I understood it. I could see it from her point of view. She was proud of her graduation. She didn't think much of it. The streets wanted to eat her alive. Mm-hmm. Yo. Then it got me thinking about preferential treatment. I've got this friend. Whenever I go out with her, she'll always say that we get better service when I'm around because people recognize me. I don't notice it for various reasons. One, I'm always me. So wherever I go, I always get the same kind of treatment. But yeah, and I suppose she can notice when she goes somewhere without me that things tend to be different. But I'm not going to lie, I do get preferential treatment in most places, right? And I enjoy it. Is it fair? No, it isn't. But is life fair? No, it isn't. You know? And if I was Shudu, I would have graduated too. I would have been like, yeah, sharp, let's go. You know? I don't know how you feel about this, Kat.
You know what? I think, for example, as media people, we do get preferential treatment in a lot of spaces.
Yep.
So I generally never complain. I'm happy about it. But I get why someone who doesn't experience that might have a grudge about it. So, I don't know. I'm two ways about Shudu. I think it was a good thing because it's like, it's her graduation is everyone's graduation, right? Everyone celebrates.
Mm.
So, it's a good thing for all graduates. But I get why her receiving that special treatment can rub people the wrong way. I do get it.
Sandman, you're the sort of person that would refuse special treatment, but you're also in media. So, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I hate preferential treatment. In media, I take it like I'm there to do a job. So if they put me in VIP, it's not because I'm chilling. My job got me there, so it's work. But I'll tell you why I've hated preferential treatment from a young age. So when I was adopted, the other siblings would always get preferential treatment. I was the one who's always doing the chores, even though I was the youngest. I was the only one washing dishes. And I was like, wow, you know, when you just know that, yeah, I'm not part of this family. And you felt, and I felt it. And from that day on, I was just like, you know what? I've kind of resented people who get treated a certain way. And I resented when I start getting treated better than others. I just like, don't treat me like that. Please just treat me as equal. Because of that, it just brings back my childhood. And I just feel it's so unfair.
Yeah, I know it is unfair. Definitely. Give us a shout. What are your views regarding this preferential treatment? Not necessarily the Shudu issue, but yeah, you can weigh in on that as well. The number is 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp. The number there is 063-688-0959. It's Kaya Drive, and we love hearing from you.
Kaya Driving.
Let's take a look at what's happening on the roads. If you're in Alberton, there's traffic on Ring Road E after Van Rensburg Road. In Randburg, there's traffic on Jan Smuts Avenue between Upper Park Drive and Westcliff Drive. If you're in Sunnyside, you will experience some delay on Berry Hatshoek Avenue. The stationary vehicle on the N1 South after Harsfontein Road is now clear and traffic is free flowing there, as well as the stationary vehicle on the N1 South at Rigel Avenue, so you are good to go. If there's anything I've missed, please do send me a tweet on @KayaNews with the hashtag KayaTraffic. On Somotzebe, Kaya Traffic.
Doja Cat, I love this song, I'm not gonna lie. Kiss Me More, featuring SZA. It's 959, it's Kaya Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air. Speaking about preferential treatment, are you for or against?
Good afternoon, SZA and Tim. Yeah, preferential treatment, yeah, at times it's not fair. But kodwa njengoba vele life ingekho fair, ingathi sifene sonke sikuthwa ugogo wethu or ubani wethu ushonile, sonke siyakhala sizubuhlungu. Kodwa kunabanye okuzothi uma kwenziwa izinto baphakela inyama thina abanye sinikwa ikhabishi, kunabanye okuzothi uma kuhlatshiwe ekhaya kuthiwe bazohameza ngaphakathi bakline amathumbu nolusu, and then thina abanye kuthiwe sisika inyama. Life is like that, guys. At times asikwazi ukukhetha, kodwa kunjalo. Kunendawo lami la engizophathwa kahle khona nginiwe i-A class treatment, kunendawo la engizonikwa i-D class treatment. That's it. It's painful as it is, but i-life injalo, ngike sikujinja.
Injalo impela. In fact, if you remember George Orwell's Animal Farm, right? All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Injalo nje.
Hi, Sizwe. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi isiZulu sithi unyawo olunampumulo. I want to say, treat people the way you would love them to treat you. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi umuntu ethi anikezela abantu abaziyo i-first preference engakwazi wena, ngelilanga useyafika usekufica kwenye indawo abengacabanganga nokucabanga, wena uyamkhumbula ngoba wayengakuphathanga kahle, yena akasakukhumbuli. Ubusuke wena umnika lo treatment kuyoba njani? Asiphathaneni kahle nje, irrespective of status, socially or otherwise. Kuhle nje ukuthi siphathane kahle masingabantu. Thank you.
Yeah, there, I definitely agree. Akufuneki uphathe abantu ngobandlululo. Sengisho ukuthi if you go to a place and then the way you get treated varies, which inevitably happens. Sometimes we treat the elderly very differently. Like, for example, when the vaccine came, kuthiwa abantu abadala baqale bona, angithi? And we all agreed, it's okay, no, that's fine, that makes sense. Likewise, when other things happened, now we've got young people that can go, now we're saying, okay, sharp, you guys can go. But people are saying we should still prioritize those who have comorbidities. People are saying maybe those people should get prioritized. And then I also saw now that if you are a journalist, even if you're under 35, you qualify to now get vaccinated because those people are in the front lines. So, you know, things like that.
See, one thing that irritates me with preferential treatment is in weddings and in funerals. Umuntu azofuna ukukhipha elayinini athi no, like come eat, see organize something for your family or you my friend, and you in a long line, and actually this person is actually, and like she does not even know, he does not even consider the people who are in the same line as you. And you're just thinking, Guti, we came here to give support to the same people. I would just rather just stand here in the same line. I am the preferred treatment. Emma Finaraline Oguma event. We family, where else other people came to support the family. In one, abanye bathola ama chicken, abanye bathola inyama ezinjanjani. Hi, great topic anyway. Great show, guys.
Thank you very much. Once you bring in food, hi, then you know we shy a corner because everybody gets excited or everybody has an opinion when it comes to food. So I knew we'd see people get excited there.
Hi, Sizwe. Ngihamba noSandile. Mina nje ungazami ukuzenza ngcono kimi ngokuthi uzami ukungiphatha kangcono kunomunye umuntu. Uma ufuna ukungibona ngempela ngikwada, zama ukuthi wenze leyo nto leyo ukuthi ungenze ngathi mina ngispecial kunomunye umuntu. Leyo nto leyo isuke ingikhumbuze ebuncaneni bami. Uke wabona ukhule unganabo abazali, ukhulele ekhaya komama nibaningi, ukuthi impilo beyinjani khona abantu bebatreatwa kangcono abanye batreatwa ngendlela enjani njani. Ya izinto zaze zabangcono mangabe sengithathwa umamkhulu kodwa nje ekhaya komama kwakunzima so le nto leyo ivele ingikhumbuze ngisakhula ngisasemncane ungazami nje ukuzenza ngcono ngokuthi unginike special treatment omunye umuntu ungamniki umuntu engihamba naye ngoba mhlawumbe uthi uzama ukuthi ube kuma good books wami le nto leyo nje iyangikwatisa ngi-address right there nje angilindi angilala endleleni ngiyabonga guys.
Sizwe ngihlala ngithi kumajida mina make sure ukuthi uthola umfazi omuhle obukekayo because makunama family gatherings mangaba kabukeki vele bazomwashisa imihodu nalebeyihlolo le imini nenyakanyaka but mangaba uright bazothi sicela usiphile lamazama nushaya lamasaladi ihlala injalo. That's how preferences work. So appearance yakho it does matter when it comes to ama preferences but when it comes to me I mean, I would tell him, Ntole Marikana, angiku ma VIP, angidlaleli lapho futhi.
Extra strong. Vusin Brits, kanjani baba?
Sheshe ngaphila unjani futhi?
Grand man, quickly. How do you feel about preferential treatment?
No, it's bad and it gets to a point where it gets worse.
Mm.
Let's say you get to an event we are figure and they don't give you that attention that they used to give you. So kinauta no mina ngintona ka vusi.
Mm.
At your age, you're still saying that. So we are filled up. We expect everything to be done as you want because when some people are one man, even though so one man, I guess.
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah.
And it's so food. I need to have one. A connection. A grandma. So you favor away. My thing is a favor city corruption.
Yeah. No, for sure. Thank you very much for that call. Vusi in Brits. And you too can give us a shout, by the way. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp 063-688-0959.